You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Telly, where are all the watch parties? Where are the brothers going to be? I just want to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Happy Friday. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Friday. Yes, indeed. June 28th, Friday. June 28th, 2028. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. This month is over.
Golly. It's over.
This year is
flying. We're now into July. July is Monday. Mm-hmm. Why does the first of the month always seem close to holidays? Like, you know, if you celebrate Christmas, that goes into New Year's, and then you got bills. Next week, a lot of people, they want to... You know, celebrate the country's independence and, you know, have cookouts. And then you've got the bills that are due before. So yeah, I'm just saying, can we get the dates changed so that the first of the month isn't around like big holidays? That's all I'm asking.
I'm just so glad that June is over. I get so taxed in June with birthdays and anniversaries and everything else. I'm telling you. June, I am so glad every time it's over because I go under financially and everything else. I go under in June.
Well, speaking of going under, did you watch the presidential debate last night that took place between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden in Atlanta, Georgia last night? Did you watch it?
I hope this qualifies as an answer. I watched enough of it. As much as I could take, yes, I watched it.
Okay. What were your thoughts? What were your reactions to what you witnessed during last night's debate? I mean, let's just get right into it because this could easily take up the entire show today. And by the way, Truth Nation, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. And before we get into Telly's reaction, DJ Ricky, first and foremost, good morning, brother.
Morning, crew. What do you do? How you feeling?
It is all good. I'm not feeling that great, but we're going to get into the reasons why I'm not feeling that great.
I'm about to say it's Friday. Or as you say, Friday.
It's Friday, but... This country is in some serious mess based on what I saw last night. But first, Ricky, can we get a poll on our YouTube channel? And please, Truth Nation, if you have not already, go to YouTube, subscribe to 101.7 The Truth. You can stream and watch Telly and I live right now. And you can stay locked in because, again, we're going to give you nine consecutive hours after our show of more live Black Talk Radio here in Milwaukee. And I have a feeling that based on Sherwin, Tory, Benjamin, Carrie, Noni Juice, and Dr. Ken, this is going to be at the forefront for a lot of our dialogue today. So, Telly, back to you. And again, we're going to get a YouTube poll, DJ Ricky, going, asking our listeners, our viewers, who won the debate last night? Former President Trump or current President Joe Biden? That's going to be the question on the YouTube poll. So join now and place your vote in terms of overall who did you feel won the debate last night? Telly, going back to you. You obviously said that from what you saw. Yeah. What were your thoughts, reactions?
This is one of those times where was there a winner? Like, literally, was there a winner? We said 2024 was going to be the year of exposure. And President Joe Biden was exposed last night. And it wasn't pretty. And he has to step aside. He has to step aside. I mean, because I always not just think about us in this country. You have other people around the world that are watching American politics. And when you have that and you see someone up there that can't even remember his own points that he has been practicing on at Camp David over the last however many days, you sometimes have times you can't even understand what he was saying, and he'll just run things together. And so when you see that and then you hear his party talk about how he's sharp as a tack and he still has the stamina to do another 4 years, the two don't match up. And so last night, I think it exposed Joe Biden in a really bad light.
Well, I will say this, and whether you are a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter, because what really disturbs me is the fact that you've got people who, because they don't like Biden, for whatever reasons, and there are a variety of reasons of why certain American voters do not like President Biden. And so they're like, oh, I'm going to support Trump. And then you have people who don't like or want to support Trump and are saying, oh, man, I'm all for Biden. This what happened last night is an American issue. And every American voter, regardless of what side that you're on, should be very concerned about the state of this country. And throughout the past 3 or 4 months, I've been sharing that my gut says that the Democratic Party at the national level, they're going to drop a bomb before November 5th. And last night, that was the bomb. Because as of last night, the Democratic Party went into complete panic. They went into complete panic because not only did President Biden fail during the debate, and we could talk about all the facts that he shared, the policies that he discussed. And as I quote Vice President Kamala Harris, President Joe Biden provided substance last night. That may be the case. But at the end of the day, the Republican Party, they're celebrating because President Biden did not show up as the president. And quite frankly, he does not appear as though he is ready and equipped to be a president of this country, which is the toughest job in the world. There is no other position that is tougher. That's why when you see presidents inaugurated on day one, they may have a little salt and pepper look. And by the time they get to the end of their fourth year or eighth year, depending on if they're reelected, they've aged tremendously. And if I were the Democratic Party right now, I would ask President Biden to step down, because what happened last night, it confirmed what every American that was cheering and rooting for Biden, like, you know, come on, Joe. And the White House should be also held accountable, because the White House, to me, has been saying President Biden's fine. His cognitive skills are fine. He's okay. Well, yesterday affirmed that he's not. Then you have former President Trump, lie after lie after lie. I think I was through with President Trump, former President Trump, when he said that there are a number of states, I think he said seven to be exact, there are states in the United States where it is legal to execute a baby after the baby is born. Now, how ridiculous is that, Telly? Yeah. How ridiculous is that? That was the first big lie that, you know, he told.
There were so many lies. Yes, yes.
But in summary, and we're going to play, if you weren't able to view or hear the presidential debate last night that took place in Atlanta, Georgia, at one of the facilities on Georgia Tech's campus, we're going to play a number of sound bites for you. But the Democratic Party should be very, very, very nervous right now. And they should be finding somebody who has a relationship with President Biden close enough where they can ask him, Joe, buddy, friend, longtime colleague, it's time to step aside. And that was the bomb that I was alluding to. What I've been talking about, there's going to be a bomb dropped by the DNC last night. That was, I was like, and here we go, Telly. Because there were a number of commentators, whether it was CNN, Fox News, Republican strategists, Democratic strategists, that were saying as soon as President Joe Biden began to speak, they went into panic. They're texting. They're like, what is going on? What is this? Because it's bad when a convicted felon who lies in the first sentence wins a debate. And as Americans, we should be very concerned. When we come back from break, we want to hear from you. The Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We do have a live poll on our YouTube channel, which is, who did you feel won the debate last night, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? When we come back, we're going to talk more about the presidential debate and also the reactions from notable Democrats. And also we have soundbite from President Joe Biden himself, who decided to go to Waffle House last night after the presidential debate. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Stay tuned.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference. The award-winning 1017 The Truth wants to ignite positive change and bring awareness to the senseless violence occurring in our community. This is why we are hosting our second annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by Tori Lowe, on Saturday, July 20th, from Victory Over Violence Park down MLK Drive right to our studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tori Lowe will be speaking with community leaders about how we can better provide resources and work as a community to rise up against violence. If you want to join the fight to stop violence, go to 1017thetruth.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence on Saturday, July 20th.
Tune in to The Truth this Saturday at 11 a.m. for another episode of More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Carrie Noni will be joined by Reproductive Justice Advocates, where they will have an in-depth discussion about reproductive justice and Black maternal health. Again, that is More Than a Movement, powered by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, this Saturday at 11 on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. We are obviously... what else would there be to talk about other than what we witnessed last night? If you did not watch the presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden last night, you are at the right place, because we are going to give you as many recaps as we can. And, you know, Telly, I know we've joked about both presidential candidates, but yesterday's debate put me in a place of huge concern with the state of this country. because when you look at the options that we have, when you look at the options that we have to vote for the leader of this world, because that's pretty much when you're president of the United States, you're leader of the free world. And to know that on one hand, you've got a candidate who could not answer any of the questions with facts, who targeted his opponent by calling him names and, you know, just not even, again, answering the questions that were presented to him by the moderators, who, by the way, I think did a phenomenal job last night. And then your other option is someone who was visibly incoherent, visibly and audibly incoherent. And again, y'all can make this Trump versus Biden thing, but this is not good for the country. These are our two options. And I'm very, very concerned. I'm very nervous. I'm not in the state of panic yet. But again, for the first time since I can recall, Telly, I don't know who I'm voting for. And I was hoping that last night, being the first presidential debate, and probably one of two, I think they're going to have another one right before November 5th. I still don't know. And as a matter of fact, I don't think Trump or Biden should be on the ballot. This is not a game.
Yeah.
We've got a number of issues that neither one could speak on.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack. And I don't know if another debate is needed. Like, what are we going to see in November that we didn't see last night? And, I mean, you're just going to get up there and not answer questions or lie about the answers that you give. And then, again, it's going to be, okay, here's another chance for us to feel confident that Joe Biden has the stamina to sustain another presidency. And so I don't think that a few months from now is going to change that. I don't think that they can come up with every excuse they want in terms of him having a cold or not feeling well or whatever the case may be. He's been knowing about that debate last night for a very long time. He made preparations, and we saw the results of President Joe Biden and the state he's in right now after being prepared for something for weeks. And so I just don't believe that he showed and gave a lot of people who support him a lot of confidence that he can do that.
Well, after the presidential debate, President Joe Biden and Dr. Jill Biden, First Lady, visited a local Waffle House. And if y'all are familiar with Waffle House, you know in Atlanta, Georgia, Waffle House is going to stay packed 24 hours throughout the day. Here is a soundbite where President Biden was asked by a reporter, "How do you, President Biden, think you did last night?" Check this out.
Mr. President, how did you think you performed tonight? Do you have any concerns? Democrats are concerned that you should drop out, that you're not fit for the job, your voice, your performance tonight. Do you have any concerns about your performance?
No, I think it's hard to debate a lot. New York Times pointed out that it's lied 26 times.
Are you suffering from a cold? Your campaign says that you're sick.
I have a sore throat.
Have some people for you to meet.
All right. Well, that was a soundbite from President Joe Biden, who, alongside with existing First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, visited a local Waffle House in the Atlanta, Georgia area after the debate. And if you could not hear, but you could barely hear Joe Biden answer the question.
What was his answer?
Reporter, I think I did well. President Joe Biden, and I quote, in that audio, where a reporter asked him, how do you think, Mr.
President? Did he know what they were asking him?
Yes, he said, how do you think you did during the debate? And he said, I think I did well. On our Truth Talk and text line, Stacy says, morning, Telly and DT. I don't think it was so much his information, even though he was swayed off track, but his delivery and appearance was not good, talking about President Joe Biden. Let's not jump the gun. This was only one debate, but if this happens in the upcoming ones, we may need a change. Draco on the Truth Talking text line says, Biden clearly has not changed too much from 2020. So in my opinion, there is no way Biden got 80 million votes before, and there is no way he will attain close to that in November. Courtney says on the Truth Talking text line, which is again 833-212-1017, hopefully the next debate will have Biden's replacement. This is ridiculous. I felt like I was watching two children fight. Two children would have been more educated.
Yeah.
And I'm pausing because I have yet to read anything that requires a rebuttal from me.
Well, and I mean, again, Rachel, you know, I was just going to hit Rachel on a YouTube message board. She says, ugh, I stopped as soon as Biden walked out looking like a piece of chalk. Eric said, we are voting for the vice president, but still shaking my head. And Rachel also came back, DT, and said, Denise, I am hoping for that surprise. Hopefully it's part of a plan to replace him after Trump is the official nominee.
Now, Rachel, and thank you for your question, and thank you for listening and watching. I am not a political strategist. That is not part of my wheelhouse. But I have had enough experience to where, I, as I had said before, the Democratic Party is going, at the national level, is going to drop a bomb. And based on last night, all I can say to you, Rachel, is boom. They are right now as we speak, in the...
Oh, gosh.
Well, President... I don't know if President Biden is back yet in the Oval Office. But when I tell you, Rachel... There were a number of meetings last night. It was either one of two questions. Who's going to be the one to ask President Biden to step down? Or the second question is, do you think he'll do this independently? Do you think after last night, he and Dr. Biden, his wife, will have a conversation and say, you know what? It's time. I've done enough. Yeah. I've been a career politician. I've served this country. After last night, because again, this is the toughest job in the world. And as far as I'm concerned, to ask the question, who do you feel won the debate last night? Let me be clear. The only reason why people and the Republican Party and former President Donald Trump himself are celebrating is not because he's a great debater. Let me be really clear. Because the question was, who won the debate last night? To me, right. Nobody, because there was no debate. It was either this is the worst and you're the worst and I'm the best and I've made the best. And that's not answering questions. That's not a debate. And then on the other hand, you had somebody when they were speaking, you literally like it was painful for me to even try to watch and understand what President Biden was saying. And for that, Rachel, you witnessed the bomb last night. There, I would be shocked if President Biden remains the Democratic candidate for this upcoming presidential election. Because here's the thing too, Telly. You've got people that are running for office like governor, congressperson, that if President Biden is on the ballot, that is going to negatively impact their ability to get elected. So you've got a lot of people that are calling the White House, both at an administrative level as well as the campaign level, and saying, hey, we got a problem. We got to get rid of Joe. Is he going to step down willingly? I mean, it's like Nixon all over again, because they went to Nixon. It was like, look, either you're going to resign or we're going to get you out of here. And we all know the outcome of that. President Nixon resigned.
Cold red.
We come back from break.
Cold red right now.
Oh, what?
Amongst the Democrats.
Super red.
They are. Yeah.
Super red. So, Rachel, you got your bomb. That's it. I knew it was coming. All right, y'all. We're going to continue to hear from you. We also have additional sound bites we're going to play when we come back from both former President Donald Trump as well as President Biden from last night's presidential debate. One and the first of what I think is maybe going to be two. I think they're going to have one more before the actual election in November. You're listening to the best
Don't
morning
do
show
like
on
that.
Planet Earth. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talking text line. Go to YouTube. Go to 1017 The Truth and watch Telly and I live right now. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, happy Friday. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We've been talking about the presidential debate that took place last night, hosted by CNN, between presidential candidates, former President Donald J. Trump and current President Joe Biden. And the Democratic Party, based on President Biden's performance, set off major alarms. Alert, alert, alert for the Democratic Party. And there are even some notable Republicans that have shared that they don't like President Donald J. Trump and were planning to vote for President Biden. But because of what happened last night, they're like, look, we got to get somebody else on this ticket to represent the Democrats. Because when you have both Republicans that support Biden, as well as the Democratic Party that supports Biden, and both are saying this is not good.
It ain't good.
As American, Telly, again, this is not a joke. This should not be, you know, one of the things that we're going to get into this in a few moments, CNN commentator Van Jones, who happens to be a black man, he yesterday was at the debate and gave a very emotional reaction because he shared that, you know, he has a very close relationship with President Biden. He's worked for President Biden, and it was very painful to watch. But what I found interesting, and I'm hoping this sound clip captures this, Telly, but let's first listen to Van Jones' reaction to President Biden's debate performance last night.
That was painful. I love Joe Biden. I work for Joe Biden. He didn't do well at all. He did not do well at all. And he looked, you know, I'll give you the analysis. You know, kind of have the old man versus the con man. I can walk you through how I'm supposed to see it and say it, but I just want to speak from my heart. I love that guy. That's a good man. He loves his country. He's doing the best that he can. But he had a test to meet tonight to restore confidence of the country and of the base. And he failed to do that. And I think there's a lot of people who are going to want to see him consider taking a different course now. We're still far from our convention. And there is time for this party to figure out a different way forward if he will allow us to do that. But that was not what we needed from Joe Biden, and it's personally painful for a lot of people. It's not just panic, it's pain of what we saw tonight.
Now, Telly, based on what you heard from Van Jones, and I want to underscore one of his statements, which was the Democratic Party, and I'm paraphrasing, they need to figure out next steps. And it ain't looking like it needs to involve President Joe Biden. What are your reactions when you hear Van Jones publicly say it was not only painful to watch? I mean, that's a very strong word, painful.
I think that he was definitely being honest. And he felt like a lot of people felt, supporters and even non-supporters and people that may have been on the fence. I started the show by jokingly saying I watched enough, but that was the reason why I couldn't really finish it, because it was painful. It was, you got one guy that is spewing out a lot of lies and very few facts, and then you have another one that is tough for him to even get through sentences and get through his thoughts and remember his own points. And so I think that Van Jones speaks for a lot of people in the Democratic Party, the higher ups, I would say. And I think that they do need to adjust their course of action, because what we saw last night is not going to get it done. And you're not going to influence more voters to vote for you when they feel like you're not able or fit to do the job. And I think Van hit it right on the head. And I think that he is amongst many that share those same feelings about what we witnessed last night.
I've got to call out Erica on our YouTube message board. What she just sent on our YouTube message board, which I'm going to read, to me, it encompasses how I feel this entire country should be feeling right now. And Erica shares, no one won. And in particular, the American voters did not win, because at where we are now as a country, you have two options. You have an option of either President Biden, who is visibly incoherent. He's not equipped to run this country until he is 86 years old, which would be the age as he would approach the last day of his second term. He would be 86 years old. And last night, he showed us whether he's 81, 71, 51, he's not equipped. President Trump, former President Trump, half of the questions that the moderators gave him, and in particular regarding the top two issues in this country, which is our economy and women's reproductive rights, also referred to as abortion. Those are the top two issues right now. I did not walk away with any understanding, clear understanding of policies, procedures, and support as it relates to how President Trump answered the question.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
he never answered.
No one won. And you know what concerns me now? I will say this about Van Jones, because shortly after the soundbite that we just played from Van Jones, he then goes on to say, Telly, and this is when I was like, okay, Van, now I'm done with you for the day. I can't take Van Jones for the rest of the day. Although there were only 2 hours left in the day when he made this comment. So live television, he says, wait. He says, a very prominent black leader just texted me and was like, what are you doing? And so then Van Jones said, in addition to what I just said, I want to add that the Democratic Party is not going to get rid of Joe Biden. And I thought, what? Like, what are you talking about? Do you know Van Jones said that this prominent black leader who texted him said, we don't throw our candidates over the board. And we are loyal. And I said, you know what? And see, Telly, this is one of the reasons why politics now, it has become so toxic for this country. President Joe Biden is not going to be president to the Democratic Party. President Joe Biden is not going to be the president to former black leaders that worked for him. President Joe Biden, if reelected, would be the president of the United States. And so when you take these personal feelings and say things like, we're not going to get rid of Joe, he's my brother, we're loyal, that's personal. That has nothing to do with the millions and millions of people who make up this country. And if that's the rationale that you're going to use, because last night, the Democrats that support Joe Biden, they needed that affirmation that he's okay, based on what the White House, as well as Joe Biden's campaign, has been saying. We need to see this debate, because we haven't seen President Biden in a long time in terms of this capacity. And he showed up and it was a disappointment. On the right side, President Trump, lie after lie after lie. So these two options are what I'm supposed to be able to feel confident about voting for when I go into the voting booth on November the 5th. I am disarray. I cannot believe that for the first time that I've been black and breathing in this country, the two options that I have to vote from a Democratic and Republican ticket, I don't know who I'm voting for. And I'm not going to vote for RFK Jr. And I'm not going to vote for Cornel West. I'm not going to vote for that lady who's – I'm not voting for them. Period.
Yeah. And when we come back from break, I want to get into how the Democrats, in my opinion, have been lazy over these last 3.5 years because they knew exactly how old President Biden was when he was inaugurated, and they knew how old he would be at the end of his presidency. So why haven't they been grooming someone else and in the meantime? Because you couldn't have thought that he was going to be a two-term president that is going to end up being 85, 86 years old by the time he's finished with his second presidency. So I definitely want to get into that after break, DT.
All right, let's do it. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, tune into the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for another episode of Community Heartbeat presented by Outreach Community Health Centers. Sherwin Hughes will speak with health experts from Outreach Community Health Centers about the many quality services that they offer, like medical care, dental care, and behavior health services. This is not just a show. It's a movement dedicated to bringing our community together through wellness. Do not miss Community Heartbeat, presented by Outreach Community Health Centers this Saturday at 10 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk.
National Bank, they know there's nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they developed their empowerment loan program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. Good morning, Truth Nation. Appreciate you listening. How are you feeling about the debate? The presidential debate that took place last night in Atlanta, Georgia, on the campus of Georgia Tech. And based on the most recent reports, the Democratic Party is extremely nervous. They are in panic mode. Based on the performance that Joe Biden delivered yesterday. And the Republican Party is obviously claiming victory based on both President Trump and President Biden's performance. Now, visibly, President Trump, he definitely displayed executive presence. When he walked out onto the stage and approached the podium, he looked very, very, very confident, and he looked to be in great medical condition. The problem for me is where, when the debate began, he started literally answering questions with false truths, with lies. I don't like to use that word. He was on a fibbing spree yesterday, Telly.
What words you don't like to use? Lie or untruths? Because he was lying.
It definitely. And again, when he first started with the whole, you know, there are states in this country that allow baby to be after birth in response to the question regarding abortion and reproductive rights, I was like, wow. And that was in the very early stage. Also, make sure you go to our YouTube message board. We have a poll, and right now, in response to the question of who do you think won the debate last night, President Biden or former President Trump, the vast majority says former President Trump won the debate.
Mm. Yeah, like you said, when he walked out, he showed presence. He showed power. He showed that I can lead. And it looked like somebody needed to help Joe Biden lead. Where like Trump, he did have a presence last night, even though none of the stuff he said was true. But at least he was able to answer it and answer it forcefully, and we could understand him, and his voice didn't feel weak, and even just Joe Biden's look when they weren't speaking to him, he always looked like I can't believe, like he was in shock or something. Like it was just I don't think there were any winners last night, but in terms of if we had to pick someone that I guess did better than the other, I guess by default, because he was able to, you know, say his lies pretty clear, Donald Trump was able to do that.
Well, we've got some sound. We've got some audio from last night's presidential debate between former President Trump and existing President Biden. Let's take a listen and get some reactions.
It's a fair and legal and good election. Absolutely. I would have much rather accepted these, but the fraud and everything else was ridiculous. And if you want, we'll have a news conference on it in a week, or we'll have another one of these in a week. But I will absolutely, there's nothing I'd rather do. It would be much easier for me to do that than I'm running again. I wasn't really going to run until I saw the horrible job he did. He's destroying our country. I would be very happy to be someplace else, in a nice location someplace. And again, no indictments, no political opponent stuff, because it's the only way he thinks he can win. But unfortunately, it's driven up my numbers and driven them up to a very high level because the people understand it.
So one of the strategic tactics that I noticed in the Trump campaign party is that because I may not necessarily know the facts, because I'm not in sync with the policies, I'm just going to make these general statements, and I'm going to sound like I really know what I'm talking about. So let's just first acknowledge some of the lies that Trump claimed, or Trump asserted to, or acknowledge during last night's debate. And let's first start with one of the biggest issues amongst Americans when making a decision on who they're going to vote for president is abortion policy. So during the debate, Trump repeated this claim that everybody, and I quote, he used the word everybody, which is what he did a lot last night, making these generalizations, that everybody wanted Roe v. Wade overturned and the power to set abortion policy returned to individual states. Now, based on the data, there have been a number of polls that have shown that most Americans, nearly two-thirds of respondents in this poll, wish that Roe would have been preserved. The abortion rights, the reproductive rights of women in this country. There was a poll conducted by an organization that is affiliated with CNN, and I don't know how you feel about CNN, and that's valid, found that 65% of adults opposed that the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe. And there was even a poll conducted by Marquette Law School in February of this year that found 67% of adults opposed the decision that overturned Roe. So where did Trump get this everybody wants Roe versus Wade overturned? And again, both President Biden and former President Trump, when asked certain questions, they not only didn't ask, but they began to attack one another, calling each other, you're a child, and this is a bunch of malarkey, and you're an idiot, and you're failing this country, back and forth. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? What is the purpose of a presidential debate if people are going to be, grown adults are going to be standing behind a podium and just calling each other names and not answering the questions in either a coherent manner or a factual manner? And that's where we are as a country based on what happened last night during the presidential debate. Those are our options.
And what? And what's going to be different in the next debate? I don't even think there's a reason why, unless the Democrats are going
to a whole body
promote
a new
promote,
body.
promote someone else. But I mean, who wants to see that? I mean, but we've been saying who wants to see a rematch between Biden and Trump. So we don't always get what we want. But yeah, I just don't see the point if they're going to have another debate between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. I don't see the point, because that's exactly what you're going to get, and you're just going to have attacks, and you're not going to get any answers to any questions to that really mean something in terms of policies or what he's going to run on. We still don't know what either one of them is running on.
I completely agree. When we come back, we got to pay some bills. We're going to hear more from you, our YouTube message board, as well as our Truth Talk and text line, which is 833-212-1017, is blowing up. I got a lot of thoughts. Feel free to call in as well. We're going to take a break if we come back. We've got Black Friday, y'all. Today is Black Friday, powered by We Energies. So get ready in the second hour to call in and promote your Black-owned business or someone who you love. They're Black-owned business. Either way, it is Black Friday, powered by We Energies. We're going to come back in the second hour, and we also have a special edition of Truth Telling Hits with Telly coming up in the second hour as well. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT Telly, on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.